Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing provide decades of dependability, and we stand behind our products. Hear from Mueller employees about how our customer relationships are built on integrity and trust.
Mueller being around for 90 years shows that we stand the test of time for our customers.
Trust is a gradual thing that's built. It's not something that happens just overnight.
Mueller's done an excellent job of creating a culture where we care about the customer, we care about the products that we're selling, and we want to be there for whatever they might need.
The foundation of the Mueller culture is people helping people. Thanks to you, our customers, we've been privileged to serve our communities for 90 years. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, while we haven't seen any in our part of the country here yet, cash cattle trade has once again trickled into the market each of the last couple of days. This is expected to continue the trend of limited activity each day, with overall trade this week coming in dribbles and drabs. But the fact that prices softened yesterday from Monday's price by $3 to $6 is creating some concerns that further weakness may develop as the week continues. The wide price spread between cash cattle prices and futures has become commonplace over the last couple of months. But as slaughter numbers return to a more normal level, these basis levels are likely to continue to erode. Nearby hog futures remain undermined by erosion in cash hog and pork cutout values as traders try to find renewed support. June futures remain lightly traded, with the market moving into the July and August contracts. Currently, the combination of June through August contracts make up nearby contract direction, with the remainder of contracts focused on deferred market activity. Wheat markets are mostly higher, with Kansas City and Chicago up 3.5 cents, while Minneapolis is posting small losses. Kansas City and Chicago have been lower the previous three sessions as harvest activity expands and hedge pressure slowly increases. It seems like each day brings with it another production revision for either a Black Sea or European Union country. It's hard to believe, but it still doesn't seem like the trade has a good handle on Russian production, with ideas ranging from 73 to 75 million metric tons on the low end to as much as 80 to 82 million metric tons on the high end. Corn prices are weaker overnight, adding to yesterday's losses, which were the largest since late April. Corn open interest has been on the decline this week, following a steady rise into the largest levels since late February last week. And mixed trade across the soy complex, with soybeans and meal higher while the soy oil posts small losses. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Superior Livestock, proud to present their 2020 edition of the Corn Belt Classic, coming Thursday, June 11th. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 44,750 head will be offered, including over 11,000 head of northern calves for fall delivery. For more details about all the lots to be sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117.
June live cattle up 220 yesterday at 96.32. August up 147, 97.80. August feeder cattle up 117, 134.25. September up 102 at 135.55. July hogs down $1.52.97. August down $1.56.80. Kansas City wheat, July was down 2 3/4, 457 3/4. September down 2 1/4, 466 1/4. Chicago wheat, July down 7 cents, 504 1/2. September down 6 1/2, 510 3/4. July corn down 6 1/4, 327 1/2. And September was down 5 1/4 at 333. July soybeans down 1 1/2, 863 1/4. August was down 1 1/2, 866. July cotton down 29 cents, 60.52. December down 35 cents at 60.02. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.